It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
One of the top music streaming apps is about to incorporate something new. Video. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. A certain Swedish music streaming app, broadly known to the masses as Spotify, is planning to amp up its content with a brand new strategy, incorporating video. Joining the Tech News Briefing now with all of the latest details is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Shields. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So when officially will Spotify begin to roll out video, and who gets a crack at it first?
So it's this week on Android devices and should be on Apple by end of next week. It's mobile first, mobile only for the time being.
Now, was there a thinking behind that strategy, or is that just how it works out the easiest?
I think Spotify thinks their viewership is primarily going to be on mobile. I think that people listen to Spotify on desktop as a background medium, where they're more likely to maybe look in on their phones more often. I think that's just where the bulk of Spotify's growth is, too.
Understood. Obviously, they need some digital content providers. Who's on tap to provide Spotify with their content off the bat?
It's a pretty big list. You have clips from Comedy Central. You have stuff like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon videos. You have stuff born from YouTube, like Epic Rock Battles of History from Maker Studios. It's a wide range of content partners.
So they've been gradually testing the video, I understand, for the past couple of months. What had the response been like?
Yeah, I mean, of course, they're not going to share a lot of numbers on this. They're saying it's going great. Some of the partners say that they've been impressed, and they were itchy for Spotify to get this thing moving fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a brand new behavior for most people, so it's going to be hard to, people love Spotify, but they love it for music.
Right.
Will they start watching video? They're going to have to educate people. I think one thing that Spotify found is they need to package some of these videos up into like branded things like Laughs at Lunch or This Week in Politics or stuff like that that gets people to consume them in chunks. But I think it's still really early.
Right. Speaking to that, video is so broad as it is, and the platforms are so broad as it is. Is the idea to do something like a more of a clip special showcase of something small?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be. They seem to think they've got a ton of data on their users, and they're actually developing some original shows with some partners, but they think like they've got some insights. For example, they keep bringing up people use Spotify when they're making dinner or cooking, so like we're going to have some cooking themed stuff that will really be targeted to a certain user base. So they'll have stuff that's about exercise or comedy or entertainment, but these guys are very data driven, but they're going to have to learn about being programmers. So that's a different skill. It's a more of a media point of view.
Right. And how profitable has Spotify been thus far?
They have not been. Mm. I mean, they say that they're in that stage where we're raising crazy money, we're growing. It's not important right now, but they have not been to date.
So this could very well be something that makes them profitable. Is that sort of what their whole goal is?
They're not going to sell any ads in the beginning. So no, it's not going to. I don't think so. I think they see this. I mean, eventually they're going to turn on revenue for this. But I think they see this more as giving people more reasons to hang out on Spotify for longer periods of time, grow the user base, find new fans. They've raised a ton of money, so they're not under a lot of pressure. They're not public yet. But no, I think this eventually could be a great ad vehicle, but they're not going there yet.
Very good. I guess time will tell. Mike Shields, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing podcast. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.
Hi, this is Jason Gay, and I have a podcast called Free For All. It's not just sports. We'll also talk about some music, some culture, some fashion. I could talk about fashion. Become a subscriber on iTunes and check us out at wsj.com/podcast.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.